Yeah, one wound.
Okay, ready?
Yep. We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand near the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Clerk, call the roll.
Wise.
Here.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Spurling.
Here. Need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, August the 16th.
I'll make it. Motion.
Motion's been made. I need a second.
Second.
Second's been made. Any discussion on the minutes? If not, call the roll, please.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Spurling.
Yes. I'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $36,434.08. Economic Development, $27.15. Police, $20,926.15. Fire, $8,679.30. Street, $16,124.54. Parks, $4,216.71. Public Health and Safety, $4,063.11. Liability Insurance, $74,028.46. Garbage, $106.32. Cemetery, $9,172.76. Water Operations, $25,781.60. Sewer Operations, $119,879.63. Water Deposits, $875. Clinton Sanitary District, $53,826.40. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $9,853.87. Clinton Area Youth Initiative Program, $85.40. Water Main Extension Project Fund, $26,977.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $478,151.93.
Need a motion to approve the bills and payroll.
I move to approve the bills and payroll.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and second. Any discussion on the bills and payroll? Call the roll, please.
Edmonds.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Spurling.
Yes. We'll move down to petitions and communications. We have anybody that wants to address the council?
Rick Allwood is on here, Roger. He is not being able to make it tonight because his wife had emergency surgery. Okay. He asked me to just let you know what it was about. Tim's already aware because he's talked to Tim at a previous time. But he has a fence that runs in front of his property out there. It's a wood fence. He has a hard time keeping up with it. He wants to put a metal fence up with the metal siding on it and all trimmed out. He said that it'd be really nice looking. It's somewhat against the way the code's written. So he asked me to ask you guys to drive by his place and take a look at what he's got and maybe stop in and talk to him sometime.
That across from Casey's on, yes, Washington Street? Yes.
Okay. We have anybody else out in the on the internet?
I don't see anybody, Roger.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, Roger, I might say on that Allwood matter, he really needs to go before either the zoning board of appeals or the planning commission to see if he needs to have a zoning amendment or just a minor a variance in the ordinance. The council doesn't really have anything to say about it until it goes through those boards according to our ordinance.
That's correct. Do you relate that to him, Tim?
Okay.
I think Tim relayed that to him, Tom. But we'll do it again. Council members can go by there, but that'll give a little bit of input.
Yeah, we just don't have the authority to do anything.
That's correct. Yeah, he'll have to go to the Planning Commission. Thank you, Tom. We have a proclamation from the National Railroad Safety Week proclamation. It's mostly safety for the crossings. I'll go ahead and read what they put out for the proclamation. It says, whereas 1,889 railroad grade crossing collisions resulted in 678 personal injuries and were responsible for 201 fatalities in the United States during 2020. And whereas 1,088 trespassing incidents have occurred in the United States, resulting in 532 pedestrians being killed and another 556 injuries while at trespassing on railroad property rights of way during 2020. And whereas educating and informing the public about rail safety, reminding the public that railroad right-of-ways are private property, enhancing public awareness of the dangers associated with highway rail grade crossings, incurring pedestrians and motorists are looking and listening while near railroads, and obeying and established traffic laws while reduce the number of fatalities and injuries. And whereas the International Association of Chiefs of Police, National Operation Lifesaver, United States Department of Transportation, and all local, state, county, and railroad law enforcement officers, first responders, and railroad corporations commit to participating together in an effort to educate at a national level of all aspects of railroad safety, to enforce applicable laws in support of National Rail Safety Week. Therefore, I, Roger Srilik, Mayor, do hereby assert my full support proclaiming September the 20th to 26th, 2021, National Rail Safety Week, and I encourage all citizens to recognize the importance of rail safety education. Thank you. That's all I have. We'll move down to streets and public improvement.
Just a couple things. Ileana was in today that we had several roads that got oil and chip today. I was talking to Bob a little while ago. I guess understand that we was just short of doing all the streets we wanted. We ran out of oil. So they got it all done today. And also Steve's online.
Yep.
He has something he wants to talk to us about. They come across something that could very benefit us very well in some street work. Steve?
Yeah, thanks, Kenny. I did want to let you all know, and I had a chance to give Kenny an update on it earlier today. We did run across a potential grant that we could apply for. It's basically involved with safe travel to schools. It's run through IDOT. The problem is there is a pretty aggressive turnaround on it. So we have to get the work done and get it ready to be submitted by mid-September. That doesn't necessarily line up with any of our meeting schedules. The thing is, this grant is for a grant up to $250,000. It would be an 80-20 grant, much like we did on some other projects that are like of that nature. But we're targeting Jackson Street, basically from Washington Street to the highway, to catch that elementary school. And Jackson is another street, much like some of the others, where we don't have any ADA compliance. And as you all know, we don't have funds to address all that. So this is an opportunity to get a grant prepared, get it submitted, It requires an engineer. I've been working with Terry Fountain, and he feels confident they can have it ready and have it submitted. And I have instructed him to move forward based on our conversation tonight. The cost would be $2,500, which is basically almost a standard cost, but they want to work with us to assure that it's done. And if you guys tell me tonight don't, well, I'll let him know first thing in the morning to not. But I don't know any other ways we can get these type of projects addressed. And the ADA issue, we're going to have to come up with a compliancy plan and demonstrate how we're going to get all our streets in town compliant over the years. And as long as we're taking steps like this, that goes a long way towards, I guess, keeping the wolves at bay of bureaucracy and gives us an opportunity to address them as we can. So that's kind of it. I probably explained it in much more detail, but I wanted to make sure you knew what and why. And I'd be happy to answer questions.
Sounds good, Steve.
I believe it's something we really need to go after.
I think it's a good opportunity.
Yep.
Okay. As long as everybody's in consensus with it, I'll keep the ball rolling. That's good. You just took the monkey at $2,500 off my back because I had told them to move forward. But I do think it's something, and it's a competitive grant. I'm not going to guarantee we'll get it, but if we don't try, I know we won't. And I think it's worth the investment to try to come up with basically a $250,000 and allow us to get Jackson Street knocked off our list of to-dos. So as long as you're all good with it, I'll keep the ball moving forward. Tom, I don't think he had a chance, but Clint will have to be involved with some of the GATA reporting. But Terry tried to contact him this afternoon, and I'm not sure if that took place. But
he had a golf match.
I figured that, and I just wanted to let you at least know. Clint knows the GATA stuff.
Yeah, he does.
It'll be stuff that I know he can handle, but he will be integral in making sure we get those pieces of information put together and ready for the submittal.
Yeah, we're good or done.
Okay, thank you. Is everybody else okay?
Yes. Yep.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
Thanks, Steve.
I appreciate it, and we'll get it put together and get it submitted.
Thank you.
And that's all I have.
That's all you got. Public property?
I don't have a whole lot. We did get some new lights put in the back rooms out at the water plant. Got some new LED lights in. They're trying to replace those old iridescent lights that didn't work, and they burn out every time you turn around, and just a drain on electricity as far as I was concerned. Do have unfinished business, the lime treatment plant. We'll get to that unfinished business. And other than that, everything else has been pretty much standard operating procedure. So
Okay. That's
all I have.
All right. Thank you, John. Public health and safety.
I just have one thing tonight. I've been talking with you guys all along on purchase of a new fire truck. Well, we've had a committee together. Dave Dallas, sitting in the back, has been a big part of it. A lot of homework, going seeing the trucks, going doing all of this, actually beating the manufacturers up to get the price down. And we feel we're at that point. We have the books here if you guys would like to look through them and see what it is. We started with 5 manufacturers. We kicked 2 of them out because of the quality, and we really didn't like what we saw. And we ended up with 3 that we had give bids. We're at that point now to move toward how do we finance it. And I've talked with Tom, and Tom might be better at finishing this conversation than I will. So, Tom?
Well, basically, I think it'd be just like the aerial ladder truck. You know, we financed about $500,000 on that. Of course, this isn't near that amount, but because I know there's a trade-in that's not in these bid documents. But you know, the thing that to me that makes this an important thing is the fact that the one that we're looking at trading is a 1992 model, and it's not in compliance or soon reaching out of compliance. And then if you look at the other trucks that we have, one of the bumpers is what, a 2000, and another's a 2005 aerial ladder, believe it or not, we've had for 10 years now. And, you know, if we don't trade this now, and we wait, say, 5 years, then these are going to stacking up on us, and we're not going to be able to afford it. So I think that's something we need to take into consideration.
So I guess what I'm asking is allowing Clint to move forward, Clint and Tom, because they're the pros at it, to move forward seeking the financing through a bank. So we can, because there's a 240-day build time on it if we move within a reasonable time, because there's only so many chassis left out there. And we're kind of guaranteed one if we can make, you know, things happen. So I guess I need to get your guys' consensus to go to the bank and let Tom.
Well, we can go to a couple banks and get some quotes and present it with the bid package.
Okay. So do we need to vote on that, do we, Tom, or?
I wouldn't think so. No. I don't think you need to vote on it this time. I think if you got a consensus, that's enough for Tom and Clint to move forward putting the financing package together.
So I guess I'm asking you guys your thoughts.
Fine. John?
Yeah, as three bids that you have.
Are you placing those on file?
We have the three bids. Yes, and I'd like to place the three bids on file.
Okay. And the one that's the lowest bid, the Ferrara, is it a truck that will meet everything that you guys want?
Yes, and Dave has...
I don't know.
Dave took trucks. These three books here and put them side by side, and he went through every page and every spec to make sure they were apples for apples, that it had in there what we asked to be quoted. We took some stuff out of it to get rid of things, you know, to get the price down where it's at,
mm-hmm.
because it was closer to $700,000 when it started.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel that the group that went and did all the investigating and looked it all over came up with some pretty good numbers.
Okay.
Do we need to place it on file before we get the quote from the interest and see if that works within our budget, Steve?
I would go ahead and place all three bid packets on file, leave them on file with Cheryl for public inspection. Tom and Clint can work on a financing proposal. And then at some point, I suspect in the bid packets are some contract documents that we'll need to take a look at and formally approve. At least you will have put everything on file, and if the financing looks good, you can do that all at once then.
Okay, thank you.
So that's what I'm requesting we do. Okay. And you all have a copy of the mm-hmm. trucks?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And other than that, that's all I have.
We have to have a motion to place it on file or not?
Mm-mm.
Nope. Okay.
Nope.
Is that all you got?
Yes, that's it.
Accounts and finance, Tom, what do you got for us?
I don't really have anything finance-wise, but I just want to make sure everybody's aware of the fact that the young lady that was our first concert, Lauren Elena, is going to be a star in a Hallmark movie Saturday night at 8 o'clock. So, how about that?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
You know, from when she sang on our stage, she went to, of course, win some awards in country music. She's been on Dancing with the Stars, and now she's a movie star.
At least you're keeping track of her.
And we've all got our picture taken with her.
Yeah. That's right. We got most our picture.
And didn't the chief get to help her dress? Well, I'm just saying, I thought that was one of the things.
Public relations to your
public
job.
Relations, the chief had to help. Yeah, that was great.
For sure.
He's never forgot it either.
We'll move down to unfinished business. Yeah, motion for the exemption of the vendors.
Motion to approve the following applications for exemption to the peddlers, itinerant merchants, and solicitors ordinance for the Apple and Pork Festival. Clinton Antique Mall, Clinton Area Farmers and Artisans Market, Clinton Presbyterian Church, Country Junction, DeWitt County Museum, and Vespasian Warner Public Library District.
I make that motion.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and second. Any questions, any discussion on it? Call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the change order number one for Kirkwood Drive, the pavement patching. You have a motion for that one?
Yeah. Motion to approve change order number one for Kirkwood Drive pavement patching with Foltz Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $122,829 for replacement of additional PCC roadway panels and driveway replacement along Kleeman Drive.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the change order number two for the cleaning and sealing of the control joints.
Motion to approve change order number two for cleaning and sealing of control joints on Kirkwood Drive with Foltz Contractors, Inc. in the amount of $27,202.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the additional service agreement number two for Kirkwood Drive pavement patching.
Motion to approve additional services agreement number two for Kirkwood Drive pavement patching with Farnsworth Group in the amount of $9,000.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the bids for the removal of sludge lime at the water treatment plant.
Motion to approve the contract between the City of Clinton and Metro Ag, Inc. for removal of sludge lime at the water treatment plant in the amount of $20 per ton.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
And that's the same as what we had last year, and they did a really good job.
Where are they out of?
It's south, Ed. Missouri? I'm thinking it's like Missouri.
They're down below Springfield.
Yeah, it's down toward Missouri.
Carlinville.
Yeah. No, is that it? Carlinville?
I think it is.
Okay. That I don't know exactly.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Next is the 2014 and 2018 IMLRMA overpayment.
Motion to approve the 2014 and 2018 IMLRMA overage payment in the amount of $73,953.46.
Make that motion.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? Call the roll.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Down to new business, these are the outlots over on line nine and the present lots that we had bids on. We're going to place them on file. Seem to have all of them but one that what came in with the original price. If you noticed. We're going to place on file lot number two. We're going to place on lot number three. We're going to place lot number six, lot number seven. And then we're going to go back to the outlots, which is lot number six, outlot number seven, outlot number eight, outlot number nine, outlot number 10, and outlot number 13, and outlot number 14. The last one, well, before I go any further on that, how many we got left, Tim?
Two outlots and three building lots.
Okay. The last one we're going to place on file is authorized payment of the hospital revenue bond series 2013. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd make that motion.
Need a second?
Oh, yeah.
Call the roll, please.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srilik?
Yes, meeting adjourned.
Have a good evening, everybody.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Good night.